Children and Age!
Children and Age! What do you do in Children and Age?
Oh, hello, Richard. This is Joe here. So you've got it on your little microphone. For Children and Age, we made masks for our students and we've been face painting. And we're going to do the dance-off-on and we're going to help Ra this afternoon.
What do you do in Children and Age?
Yeah, for the donation, yes. For the children and the hospital and all that.
In bio class, I am talking to you, to Jacob. Do you like Children and Age?
Do you like Pudsey? No, he doesn't like Pudsey.
That's fine.
Do you like Children in Need?
Yes or no? Yes.
That's good. What's your name?
Mohammed.
What are you wearing today?
A Batman. See you later.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Bye, Mohammed. What do you do in Children and Need?
We've been in the classroom.
Yeah.
And we're doing some drawings and we're dressing up. And then we're going to have a party this afternoon.
What is your class name?
Canada Water.
It's a nice class.
It's a nice class. And we like to party and eat popcorn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lizzie. I'm 50-year-old Radio Club Library.
I'm Zach. I feel happy.
My name is Geraint. I live in England.
I'm Chid. I live in London.
Maggie?
Yes?
Do you know what clubs do you do at school? Can you tell me?
Do I know what clubs we do in literacy at school?
Yeah, can you tell me?
We do journalism club.
Where is it?
We do journalism club in the library on
with
Mondays.
You?
And they do it with me, yeah?
Yeah, and okay. What do they do on Tuesday, then?
On Tuesday, we do drama club.
With who?
They do that with me, too, because I love drama. And I did a lot of training for drama.
Yeah.
And the students are amazing. They do some amazing things in drama.
What about London Bridge?
Somebody from London Bridge hasn't come yet, but yesterday we had some students from different classes, Connor came as well. No, Mylan didn't come last time, but they have come before.
What happened on what?
And in journalism on Monday, they interview lots of different people and they have a journalism blog.
So after, club. What's happening on Wednesday?
On Wednesday,
yeah.
So I just finished telling you about journalism club. On Monday, we have a new chief editor who's Abdul from Waterloo. He directs the journalism club. I don't have to do very much. Abdul does everything.
Yeah,
and on Wednesday I don't really do a club. I just help, and George organises the radio club on Wednesday, and that's one of the best clubs of the week for us.
Yeah.
They do lots of different things. What do I do when I'm not at work? Or what do I do when I'm at work? Which one?
At work.
Okay, what do I do at work? Okay, I teach English.
English.
Every day. I'm a class tutor. I have an amazing class called Cypress and I'm their tutor. They're fantastic. We do lots of interesting things together.
Zach.
What do you do in literacy?
In literacy, over the year, we try to do as many different things as possible. So we do poetry and we do storytelling. And we do information writing, and we do media, and we do drama, and we do journalism.
Harry has to go.
Bye, Harry.
Bye, Harry.
Bye, Harry.
Bye, Harry.
He can hold it,
Who's this?
Arthur, hold it. Arthur,
who's this?
Lee.
I can't hold it. It's the first time I've ever been interviewed by a puppet, because Lee's actually got here for puppet, okay.
What do you do for your living?
Well, I have a daughter, and she's 11, so I spend a lot of time with her. We like to go to the theatre. And we go running, and we go swimming, and we like to do lots of cooking.
I like
to cook lots of different things, but I think the thing I'm best at cooking
cake.
Is
why?
I make amazing pies. I make an Argentine pie that's with chicken and leeks and sweet corn.
So, Giovanna had a question about Argentina for me.
Is it hot there?
In Argentina, it's not hot all year, but it is very, very hot in the summer. It gets really, really, really hot, and then suddenly a big storm starts, and it just rains and rains and rains.
Why is the storm?
And once, when I was there, well, there were lots of floods, but I actually got caught in a flood, and we were racing in front of the water. The water was coming behind us. We were in a taxi. And when we got out of the taxi, my shoes, because they were flip-flops, my shoes floated away. And I never saw them again, and we had to run into the house, and the water was up to my waist.
That's not good, is it?
No, and I was carrying my daughter because she was smaller, and she said it was the best adventure she ever had.
Maggie, what did you do?
In Argentina, I was a teacher most of the time, and I taught in primary and I taught in secondary. But also in Argentina, I worked for a big publisher called Macmillan, and I worked as an editor. As an
what book were they?
They were books for teaching English.
And you edited the copyright.
I had to edit the books a lot, and I also had to help the writer decide how she would write them, what stories.
And also the copyright.
And I also worked on the copyright, yeah.
How did you do the copyright?
And we had to see a lot of lawyers and make sure that we hadn't copied something from another book. And that was very difficult.
It is difficult, isn't it?
It was very difficult because the writer we were using is very famous and she had written a lot of books. And in fact, when I was checking the book, we found out that she had copied herself.
When I saw it was about footballers, how footballers train each year.
Thank you to Maggie.
And adios.
And adios, well done.
It wasn't me, it was a puppet. Adios to someone.
Okay, it was good actually. They enjoyed it, yes.
That was good.